Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing. So today we have a long-awaited topic. We've been talking about this topic since the beginning of the podcast back in October, and we're finally going to give you some insight into what the hell we're talking about. If you haven't heard of, I'm sure some people aren't super familiar with BioWare. Like, they're definitely not as familiar with them as we are. But I feel like it's a good chance you've heard of one of their games. Like, there's Baldur's Gate, MDK2, Neverwinter Nights, Knights of the Old Republic, which is Star Wars, Dragon Age. And of course, like, I would argue this is probably one of the, like, their most famous or most popular game, Mass Effect, like the series. Well, yeah, but I just mean, like, I don't know, like, I was surprised by how many people, like, came out of the woodwork for actually liking 3. Let's see, I'm aware of it, but I didn't play it. I was just, like, running down, like, ones that I had heard of, like, off the top of my head. I was going to say, yeah, so BioWare is they're Canadian, right? Canadian publisher. I know they have, like, a studio in, like, Texas, like, Austin or something, but they originated in Canada. And they've been around, I think they are, like, right behind Blizzard in as long, like, in age. Like, I think they just celebrated 30 years. But, yeah, like, they make memorable games, if nothing else. I think their lineup tends to be pretty memorable. Mm-hmm. All right, so what was your intro to BioWare? Like, my first BioWare game that I actually played was Mass Effect 1. It's like, I had heard of all these other games before that I listed, but I didn't know they were all under, like, one publisher. And then you went back and played Jade Empire. Like, that's an older game, right? Oh, okay. And what was your... That's interesting. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, the first BioWare game I played was Mass Effect 1. But what was it? Nogan used to play Knights of the Old Republic, like, heavy, like, really heavy. But what was your impression upon first playing Mass Effect? Well, I did play Mass Effect 1. I really didn't get on the Mass Effect train until Mass Effect 2. I don't know what the difference was. Is like I'm gonna be straight with you. You know my issues with the gameplay in 1. Yes, I still didn't like it. Like I played it in 2007. Like November. No. It was actually it was after that. I remember it was after I got diagnosed with Crohn's. It was probably like January, 2008. And it's just 2007. But it's like I played it through once, and I was getting like, annoyed and frustrated with it. But it's like I like the story, but it's like, you know what? I'm done. I played it through once. That was good. Decent little story. And I didn't expect there to be more because I feel like my history with games up until that point was like playing getting to play only like one installment of a game. Like even if there were multiple, like I would only like play one and then I'd be like done with it. So then when two came out, I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So, with two, I didn't even realize that it was out until it was in my house because no gun, I got it. So then I was just like, oh, let's just play this, it's whatever. But then after I got through it and I saw that they had all that those pre-order incentives and whatnot, I was like, why didn't you pre-order this? We could have got this, we could have got that. Like all that dumb shit. Even though I was like, fairly neutral on the first one. But he liked the first one more than I did. If he even finished, I don't even remember if he finished it. This man does not finish games. He does not finish RPGs and it drives me insane. But yeah, so after two, I feel like I replayed two like at least 10 times, like by this point, like since it came out until now. And in wanting to replay two and like see how the changes from one carried over, like the choices from one carried over. I gave one a couple of replays. When they made that thing, I forgot what it was called, but like that tool that let you like load up a fake ME1 save essentially to port into two. Like that was such a lifesaver. It was like, what reason do I have to play one anymore when I can just do this? Because like I said, like it's not fun. Let me wait for that to be quiet. Like, let's see if the remake or whatever you want to call it, Legendary Edition, cash grab, makes more. Like, if they actually like upgraded the play experience, like you'll have to go through it and let me know. I mean, you can just describe what it's like you don't have to say it's good or it's bad, just like give a comparison to the old one. Because I feel like there's nowhere to go as far as the controls for the first one but up. Nah. Nah. Ugh, it was just painful. But my God. You got it. I don't understand people who do that. Like, let me jump into this game, the second installment, the third one. You need context, you need background. I feel like anyone who wants to talk about how good, three is, it's like if you haven't played all of them, you can't really say anything. Like I feel like your opinion is moot, like you don't know what you're talking about. Like as a standalone game, like I will totally admit that, the controls are smooth, the graphics are slick, but it's like, but you have to see where it came from. You have to look at the thing as a whole and not just this one installment. You can't. It's like if I wanted to judge Mass Effect off of like Mass Effect 1, I would say it wasn't that great. But like it's okay. It's just it would not be worth the acclaim that is heaped on the series, is what I'm saying. Just based off of the controls alone. What? In one. Even. I don't know. It was too big. It was too big. But then there would be nothing there. It's like you're in the middle of a desert. And that's it. A desert, and then occasionally. And then occasionally a thresher maw will come and bite your ass, and that's it. I mean, that's usually why you were on the planet in the first place. I wouldn't have disliked it as much as I do if the Mako was better. The Mako is your little vehicle that you ride around in. Like, didn't they get rid of it in like 2 and 3? Like, they called it something else. Like, there's one is like the Hammerhead, and that was like a different thing and something else. But yeah, the Mako was essentially like if a truck could be drunk and also jump, that's what it was like trying to steer. It was terrible. You're sitting there, you're trying to go, you jump, you can like do like a 360 spin in the air and then land upside down, and like that's totally not what you were trying to do. So then you're just SOL. Oh man. That memory is very funny. That's a good memory for me. All right. So, we've talked about, how much we enjoy BioWare so far, or, mixed feelings. Like, what is your, or Mass Effect specifically, what is your beef with BioWare? Like, where did that start? Please elaborate. Yeah, like we talked about this a little bit last week with how like they felt like they had no infrastructure and no idea of where they wanted to end up, and they were just doing it like making it up along the way, which is like, a pantser writer kind of thing, which can work on certain kinds of projects, but like a project this big is not really going to work. But yeah, like ME3 was the breaking point for me too, because I felt like it was mostly like just flash, because there was like a significant graphical upgrade and control upgrade, and that's what everyone who talks about the game glowingly focuses on. Like, they don't look like, but that's not just what the game is about. The game also is very story driven. Like, it's not just combat, it's not just slick visuals. It had a decent and interesting story. Like, was it like the first one, they focused more on the Reapers who were turning people into husk, which are like, it looks like some kind of skin condition where you have like circuitry and stuff coming out of your body. Like, they take away the thing that makes you an organic living thing for the most part. And it's like, you don't know why they're doing this. And then in two, like, what's the story for two? Like, refresh my memory. Right, and why, which is never really explained. Service. Yep. You can do spoilers. The game is so old. Yeah. All right. Right, so there's a couple of things in that like bother me, like looking back at it. Like, okay, we get this ragtag crew who's supposed to be like, oh, they're the best at this, they're this, they're that, and it's like, for what? Like, it didn't really matter. Like, it really, like, it could have been any six assholes or 10 assholes going into this mission. Like, nothing anyone did seem, or their background did not seem crucial to really moving the mission along. Like, I know at the end of the game, you have that part where you have to pick the right person to do the certain, but at the same time, it's just like, why these people? Yeah. For fun. But it's just like, I would have liked better if what they actually, but their background was mattered. Like, Thane is an assassin and all this. It's like, okay, let's have him go kill somebody. But then, okay, another thing that bothered me was the disconnect from two and three, where at the end of the game, at the end of two, you're fighting the baby Reaper that they were making out of liquefied people or whatever. And it looked like a person. Like, it was like a human skull with like three eyeballs and one socket and all this other stuff. It was like freaky looking. But then when you see all the other Reapers, like, they all just look fucking the same. Because they did say that. They were like, they, like, humans were not the first race that they've decided to bring into their fold and condense down to being reapers or whatever. And it's just dumb. Yes, listen, Attack on Titan did it. They could have did it. I think people would have been okay with it since, like I said, Attack on Titan is so popular. And that's essentially what that shit is, just giant people just running around smacking shit. Or, like, it could have been, like, a Transformer where it could have had, like, a form for flying through space. Like, that's what I was hoping for when they were showing, like, promo that had, like, the old Reaper, like, the, you know, the standard Reaper design. I think I wanted to have, like, a flying through space form, and then when it's on Earth, because, like, I honestly didn't think they were going to land on Earth the way that they did in 3. But, like, when they were on Earth, they could have just looked like something else. Instead of just, like, I don't know, like, some kind of weird horseshoe crab or whatever the fuck this thing was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. There was so much missed opportunity with 3. Like, I think that's my biggest issue. Like, there are so many threads that were just left dangling. And then it's just... Like, it's, like you said, it's sloppy. It's a slipshod job. But it's just, like, so many people are okay with it that I feel like they're not going to learn. And they didn't learn. Because, like, Andromeda. Yeah. Agreed. It was so trash. I played 3. I can, like, after my initial shock with 3, which I talked about last episode, like, I played 3 through a couple of times, and it's like, it's really smooth. It's enjoyable to play, but then I get to that end, and it makes me angry all over again. I know, but it's like, the last time I tried to play it, my mod didn't work. It's like, I got to the stupid part where you gotta pick a color and just the floor disappeared and the game froze. And that was it. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you know what? This is what we're sticking with. This is the end. But, like, that's when I was streaming it. And I was just sitting on stream for like 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get this to work without having to restart the game. And I was like, you know what? Nope, that's it. That's the end. The floor dropped out and everything froze. And Mass Effect 3. I've played Andromeda 1.5 times. It's like, I played it through the one time with you, and then I tried to stream it because I was going through the whole series, and I got to a point where it was just too buggy and glitchy, and I just had, like, a breakdown on stream, just sitting there laughing with tears in my eyes. I was like, why would you put this out? Like, it's just, like, it's not, like, a bug here or there. It's, like, the same bugs over and over and over. Like, it was a precursor to Cyberpunk. They're, like, T-posing everywhere and not being able to shoot. Like, every once in a while, I watch that compilation video of all the glitches that were out in, when they were giving people the 2-day demo, like, right before the game came out. Like, that's when we decided to buy it. It's like, they had a free demo. You could play it for a weekend. And then, like, that Tuesday, the game came out. And it was just, like, because they were really trying to push the game. They really wanted people to buy it. But, like, some in that time, like, that particular, like, you know, that 48 hours, the game was just so glitch-filled. Like, someone made a video with all the issues that were in it at the time. And it was like, you know, the dead eyes, my face is tired, the stupid facial expressions that didn't make no sense, the backwards gun, that, what's her name, PB? The one with the, Asari with the black makeup on her eyes. She's shooting, but the gun is facing her. Yeah, most of those characters were annoying. Like, they were shallow, and they weren't enjoyable at all. Like, it was like... it was a definite downgrade in quality, like, across the board. Like, it looked nice as far as, like, textures and whatnot, but everything else was garbage. And it's like, we got this because of everyone's reception of 3. And it's like, that plus, you know, it's not completely their fault. It was, like, also EA and their bad business practices of, you know, expecting too much and trying to make them use engines that maybe they weren't well versed in, and tight time crunches. And like, it's a, you know, a waterfall, a cascading effect of, you know, issues stemming from that. But it's just like, how do you sign off on putting out something that's this far from your typical quality of games, a quality of product? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And that's assuming that they have enough pride to care. Yeah, probably. I mean, it's a decent sized studio, so there's definitely someone who's just like, oh my god. I wonder how many people left. Or it's like, or can you leave? Because it's like, you gotta, like, do you leave on a bad note, or do you try to stay and do better with the next one, which they also didn't do, by the way, because the next game that came out was Anthem. Yeah. I don't know, 3 to me was like the writing on the wall. I was like, yeah, they're gonna fuck up. I was like, Anthem, not Anthem, Andromeda is gonna be stupid. And like, the stuff I was seeing, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be too weird. It's like, they were trying too hard to make it Mass Effect without, like, the previous games, without making it the previous games, because like, they have like all the same beats there. And like, the biggest change was, instead of having the sole protagonist and it's like you get to pick the gender, it's like this one they make you pick the sibling. Like, but it was like exactly the same thing. It's like, I don't understand why that even had to be. Like, what was the benefit of having a sibling? That was, yeah, until almost the end of the game. Yeah. One thing I did like that they took from Dragon Age 2, I think it was how you got to customize, like, how the whole family looked. So, like, you pick your character and, like, the skin tone and the features and your sibling and your dad with, and, the, no, the mom was the same. I don't think the mom changed, but the dad and the sibling were, like, the same. The mom should have changed. What the fuck? I'm pretty sure she stayed, it was the same model for the mom across the board, like, no matter what you picked. But yeah, like, after that, I was like, Anthem is going to be trash. And it's like, I was, what you call it, my friend Chris, like, I was telling him, I was like, don't get it. It's not going to be good. And he just didn't listen to me. I was like, listen, they're going really off script with this one. They're trying to make it like Destiny. They're like not doing romances, which is like their thing for the most part. I was like, I feel like the characters are going to fall by the wayside because they're not like, you know, trying to make them super engaging or whatever for that purpose. It's like, obviously you don't have to have romanceable characters, but I feel like when you approach making your characters likable in that way, like you just get better, like overall, like the whole cast is better. Cause like for most of the Mass Effects, like everyone was like pretty much romanceable at one time or another, but for various reasons, they took them out. And it's like, even the characters that you could not romance, like people still love, like you couldn't romance Garrus in the first one and people fucking loved him. But like, I'm not saying you have to do that, but that just seems like that's the way that works for them. And they just decided, no, we're not going to do that. And it's just like everything that they were good for, they're just like, yeah, we're not doing that. And I also get, you know, wanting to do something different. Like, you get bored doing the same thing over and over and over. But it's like, that's the thing that makes you money. So maybe do something that makes you money and also try something else so that you're not pulling all your resources into this thing that's just going to blow up in your face. More Mass Effect. I saw more Mass Effect. Maybe it's both. I feel like I was looking them up before we started recording, and like their studio is like 320 people, which I honestly don't know how large that would be considered for a studio. Like, I have to compare to like maybe Square Enix or something, but I feel like they should have like had divisions that are like focused on things instead of like borrowing people from other things, because like they only put out one game at a time and that takes forever. And it's like, how about you have like a Mass Effect team working on some stuff? How about you have a Dragon Age team working on stuff? Like, I know they do, but it doesn't seem like it's enough people. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't seem like you should have to drop Anthem to work on Dragon Age. Like, you should be, like, obviously Anthem sucks, but like in theory. Like, you shouldn't have to drop, like, Andromeda to work on Anthem. It seemed like you should be able to have people doing both things concurrently. Rather than, like, oh, nope, this one's done, we're doing that. Nope, that one's done, we're moving to this other one over here. A little bit. But like I said, we are not, you know, devs or anything. This is just coming from a consumer standpoint. And I know it would cost, like, a lot of money to have that many people. But it's like, y'all have done... Like, what were the returns for everything up to this point? Like, how much of a cut does EA take that y'all are, like, struggling like this? Oh. Eh. I mean, I feel about... Like, I heard of Dragon Age with 2. And I got that one first. And I was like, you know what? Let me try to figure out the order for these games. So then I got Dragon Age Origins. And... It was like Mass Effect 1 for me, but worse because I made all the wrong choices. A city elf or something like that? Yeah, I didn't know. I wish I'd known. I wish I'd known they were bad. Like, I hate that idea of bad choices to just fucking play a game. But yeah, I picked the wrong one and it was... a struggle. As like, there were times where I'd just like, nope, I'm not playing this for like a week because this is like, I feel like I'm being punished. But what's the one in between? It's Awakening or something. I'm aware of that one. I couldn't find that one and I was like, you know what, I don't care that much. So I did, yeah, I like, I know, but I never did it. Like, I read about it instead. And then I did 2, which was okay. We talked about 2 a little bit last week. And then I wanted to like 3. Like, what is that one called? What's the subtitle for that one? Inquisition. Just, like, making you play 6 hours in the hinterlands is fucking brutal. But, yeah, but, like, this one started with that, though. Like, I feel like the Deep Roads were at least, like, you were invested and you were deep in the game by that point. Rather than like, oh, you did the intro, here's 6 hours just running around on a mount and not really doing anything. I think Inquisition was pretty. You know how I feel about the Qunari. And, like, I honestly just got it because I was treating it like a doll maker. I just kept making characters and then never playing them. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. I paid $40 just to make characters to do nothing with them. It's like I played the game through once. And again, I made a wrong choice, like in my love interests. But this game, as far as like characters, did much better than Andromeda. Origins, I think it was Zevran. Two was the other elf boy, Fenris, and that was shitty. I told you, it's like I supposedly pushed him too far, which is like he's telling me, let's go, let's do it. And I'm like, okay. And then he leaves and he comes back and he's like fucking Isabella or something. I'm like, okay, thanks. Thanks for that. But it's so, like, I hate that. Like, at least give me warning that this is the wrong choice. Rather than just being like, oh, you made this choice? Ha ha! Fuck you! Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned it last week. But then, and then for Inquisition, I romanced Dorian, and that was fucked up because, like, it was, like, the skimpiest romance ever. Because, like, at the end of the game, you get like this little afterword talking about what all the characters are doing, and almost all the other characters that you can romance, like the thing is pretty sweet and like it's cute. But with Dorian, it's just like, oh yeah, they never got together really, and he's like, you know, rising in the ranks of the Tevinter Emporium, and they hang out sometimes. But then when you see like Inquisition is like Mass Effect 3, in that if you don't romance some of the characters, they get together on their own. Like in Mass Effect 3, Tali and Garrus get together. So in this one, if you don't romance Dorian or Ironbull, they get together. And like the ending that you get for them is better than what you get if you romance Dorian. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I was mad. Like, like I remember yours with Josephine, and like I was looking up stuff like on YouTube, and I was like, why is this so shitty? It's because they'd rather have them two together. It's like, that's fine, then like don't make either of them romanceable to me then. Like, what the fuck? Who was that? Whose fault is that? Who am I blaming? David Gator. Yeah, that's his fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's totally racist. She's so problematic. Like, what you got? Like, I really hate how the fandom okays her telling you to pressure Alistair into having sex with her. It's really gross. I was with her until that point. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the one where you had to, like, kill him at the end or something. Little sister. Tali was like that too. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. That sounds like everybody to me. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Who romanced Harding? Did anybody? I think, like, I watched a video and, like, Harding is, like, a side character. Like, she's not even... like, she's an NPC. She's not someone you can get on your team and fight with or anything. She's just always there when you, like, come back to your base or whatever. And it's, like, her ending that you get with her is better than what you get with Dorian. Which is fucking criminal. Yeah. If you don't romance her, she gets with, Sarah, right? I think that's right. Yeah, she was kind of a lot. Well, explain for the audience. Also, manic pixie dream girl kind of thing. I feel like the difference between her and those characters is that she was extremely bitter and aggressive. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out like how I remember her. I feel like she was like she had something going on like mentally. And then on top of that, she had like identity issues and that she was like an elf raised by humans or around humans, and she could not identify with like the elven plight, which is like a big thing. Is it across all three games? Well, yeah. But I can't remember how much it factored in two. Okay. But yeah, they're like essentially like third class citizens, and they're treated like shit. And what is the reasoning Fenris gives for them living like this? Not Fenris, Solas. And it's like a lot. Society. And by like she does the same thing. Or like it's like a weird position because like they are in a shitty, way of life, and at the same time they're like lamenting what things used to be, like rather than trying to make things better. And she's just like, well, get over it. She's like a pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of person, where it's like, that methodology is not a thing. Like, it's not an effective thing at all. I can see that. That is very accurate. If you don't know who Candace Owens is, go look her up. You just delete your history afterwards, otherwise you'll be getting a bunch of stuff. And then, Solas, I don't know, he was just really annoying. Like, I know he was supposed to be. Yeah. He just. Like, every time he talks to, like, whatever character you got, he's essentially like, you're a credit to your race. Like, I forget the point. It's like you're talking to him like right before the end of the game, and you're on a balcony and he's talking about some shit and like kind of showing his hand about who he is, and like that conversation ends like no matter what kind of race you picked, he's essentially like the sentiment is you're a credit to your race. Like, you know what? You're not the dumbest Qunari I've ever met. Like some shit like that. It's like, okay. And then people still want to bang him and be like, oh, he's just misunderstood. He's interesting, but I think his motivations are very clear. He's not misunderstood. Yeah.
Like, you think that you're like so amazing, and you like you see like the deity before you.
He definitely has like mediocre white man energy. It's weird. It's kind of annoying. It's like you say you've done all this shit, but no one has seen it. So we're just supposed to go with what you're saying and just agree with you that you're the greatest. It's fine. Yeah, what was that thing they used to do that like messed up their minds? Tranquil. Made them tranquil. No. No. Blame David Gator. He's the Dragon Age, was it Mac Walters? Casey Hudson. Blame David Gator. Address all your issues, even though he's not even working with BioWare anymore. Direct all your complaints to David Gator. Right, so let's look at the future of our relationships with BioWare. So, Legendary Edition is coming out. Despite all these things we've said, we have both pre-ordered like the special shit that comes with it. Yeah, that's my sole reason for getting it. I want the helmet. Like, it comes with a case and an art book and also no, just here's $150. Just give me the helmet that I can wear. And then you took a step further and pre-ordered the game itself, the Legendary issue. Yeah, you're an easy mark. I did not pre-order the Legendary Edition, the actual game. I might get it in the future when it's on sale and I feel the need to do another playthrough of the whole series. Like I used to do that like yearly, but a couple years ago, like after I got to that point with Andromeda and I had to stop, it's like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. I haven't done it since. But if I ever get that urge again, I'll pick it up. 'Cause it's only like $60, right? But are you interested in, at all at this upcoming Mass Effect thing? Like, do you care to wait and see what it's going to be about? Because obviously, Liara's ass is going to be in it. And, like, we didn't touch on this, but I fucking hate Liara. She's very. I feel like she's a combination. Like, she's not manic, but she's like little, like, let's call it this, like, little sister dream girl. Like, that's how it feels like she's played and characterized. And it's like gross to me. But on top of that, it's like she's like the only character in the series that can't die, that's like unskippable, and it's just annoying. Like, she's not even really in two, but they make you like have to come back to her like a couple times. And it's just like, how about no? How about I don't? Because, like, you see her, you see the Vermeier survivor from one, and, but, like, you see that one person, the human, and, like, you're done with them. Her, like, you have to come back to her. And it's just, like, stop. Like, how about you, I guess this is what they're doing. I was going to say, how about you just make a Liara game and get it over with? But this could be that. In three or in one? I know it happened in one also. Like, when they're like, to call it sex. Okay. But in, yeah. Yeah, like right before you leave, it's like, oh, let me get a quickie in. let me squeeze your butt. Yep. It's gross. Yeah, it's like you should be able to be like, nah, no thanks. Like, there has to be something else you can do to show me your, like, it was supposed to be like a show of like appreciation or gratitude or some shit, and it's like, no, she's just fucking you without your consent, no big deal. And it's like, I feel like, yeah, it's like they're trying to say it doesn't have to be sexual, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, but when they clinched it, when they showed like the eyes doing the same thing, like during the sex scene in two, it's like, nah, you can't separate these things now. This is the same thing. Gross. That's short-sighted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But I feel like it's like this is them doing the same thing they did with like Dragon Age, like before Dragon Age, where they're like, there's a right one and a wrong one, and it's like, this is the one they feel is the right one. This is the one, the path they want you to go down. I feel I'll keep my ear to the ground and just see where things look like they're headed. And then, like, I may even wait until, like, after it comes out and people start doing reviews and playthroughs and trying to see. Because, like, I love the universe. I love the world that they built. But just, they just keep fucking it up. Mm-hmm. That did nothing. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. What a disappointment. It would have been cool if it was like the Kibari in Dragon Age, where you could have it like fighting with you or whatever. But no, it's like, no, we're just going to have it walk. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. It was like, no, it's just going to walk around your fucking hangar in your ship. That's it. Not hangar, but the cargo area. I'll try to remind you. I'll try to remind you though. All right, do you know where you want to end up? I don't know. Like, I honestly have been just focused on the negative for so long, I can't remember. Like, 100% real. Like, I can't remember. I suppose. Of just the end or the whole game? I felt like that going into 3. Like, that's what I was hoping for at the beginning of 3, like the first couple hours of 3. So maybe that's the high point for me. Yeah, like the first hour is like Earth. Yeah. Yeah, set the stakes. And then everything after that was just... Like, I don't know. It's just like, I have trouble like remembering stuff before my breaking point with the game. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. That's 100% how I feel about it. So that was this week's show. I know we're going to have a lot of people disagreeing with our take here. But again, as always, it's just our take. But I'm interested to know, do you feel personally victimized by BioWare? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter, or maybe leave us a comment on our website, and we'll see you next week.
You've just listened to We Are Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappointed on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeAreDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.